From Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee, this is Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who is not. And we are glad you're with us. 65 million Americans, 65 million, are currently doing this every day, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, decades. How do you help these people? What do you say to them? What does it look like to see to their needs, physical, fiscal, emotional, professional? That's what this show is all about. And if you want to be on the show, the number is 877-655-6755, 877-655-6755. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, when you do call, guess what? They're going to route you to the Baron of the Board, the Sultan of Sound, the Earl of Engineering, the man who puts the word care into carry-out menus. He is John Butler, the Count of Mighty Disco, everyone.
Better be Chinese carry-out. I'm just saying. Number one Chinese down the road for me gets all my business. I love him. I think we should have him as a sponsor.
I spend all my week thinking of something new to say about you.
Well, my daughter's name is Kerrigan.
Yes, I know that.
Right, but it's K-E-R-R-I-G-N. Right. But I have several nicknames for her. Care Bear is a good one, yes. But Carabiner is my favorite.
Yes, it is. Carabiner. And, are you well?
I am, as always. How about yourself?
Well, there's a couple of doctors differing on that, but yeah.
Well, no. We don't listen to them. So, actually, we do listen to them. They're professionals. We encourage professional eyes on problems.
And Lord knows I need professional eyes on my problem. Look, we got a lot to go over today. Later on in the show, Kathy Howard's going to join us. She's got a new book called 30 Days of Hope When Caring for Aging Parents.
Hey, sounds like she's in the right spot.
Well, and she's got the right qualifications. She's done it. And she's dealt with some very challenging situations, and so she'll be joining us. We've got, as always, our caregiver tip of the day coming up in just a moment. And then we have I've got a special – you know what? I'm going to flip the order. Can I do that?
Oh,
will you allow me to do that?
I think you – well, okay, just this once.
I'm going to tell you why. Because, you know, normally we do our caregiver tip of the day during this moment.
Correct.
But I'm going to flip it.
Okay.
And I'm going to do our –
Today's senior moment.
During this segment.
Now, okay.
Those of you watching at home, don't adjust your dials. We're professionals. We think we can do this without anybody getting hurt. However, something happened this week to make me ramp this up. So I have an issue I'm going to talk about for today's senior moment. Brought to you by our friends at Morning Point Senior Center and Memory Care Center. They are wonderful folks. MorningPoint.org, and that's point with an E. Now, I got a phone call. I was in South Carolina this week with my mother in the hospital, and she's still there and dealing with some stuff, and I'm back and forth with the family, and she's going to be okay. She's improving. But while I was there, I got a phone call, and it said on my phone, said scam likely. You ever see that?
I saved a potential scam as one of those things.
Well,
that's odd. That's really odd because I put it in that. Yeah.
My phone service does that.
Okay.
And it'll tell me, but I answered it anyway.
Okay.
Because you never know.
Sure.
And I can handle these things, and I do real well with them. I mean, you've all heard the ones of the IRS has issued a warrant for your arrest.
The IRS will never call you.
The IRS does not call you. But this one said, and the guy comes on, he says, and I said, good afternoon. I never tell him who I am.
And you never say the word, quote, yes, unquote. Never do that.
Never do that, because they will record you.
Yes.
But they're scamming seniors, and this is how they do it with this one.
Okay.
He said, Grandpa? Now, my parents have 17 grandchildren, so it could be a variety of people say, hi, Grandpa, and then they would say, is that you, Josh? And it's like,
Yeah, Josh.
How you doing, Josh? And they go through this, and they'll hook you into thinking they've got a problem. They need you to send money. So this guy, because I'm a Tom Mabe fan, this guy said, Grandpa, now I have a grandson. He's two.
He ain't talking.
And I said, is that you, Nick?
Nice.
And he said, yeah. I said, how you doing? Not too good. I said, what happened, Nick? He said, well, I was in an accident. I said, oh, man, I hate that for you. You all right? Well, I broke my nose and I have 3 stitches. Dude, I'm sorry. Well, what can I do?
Okay.
And so I'm just dragging this thing on with him. He says, can you write down my – I'm at the courthouse. I said, did they take you to – the police came and took you to court? He said, yeah. Was it your fault? Yeah. Well, anybody else hurt? Well, there was a pregnant woman. She was hurt.
Oh.
And I said, oh, Nick, this is really bad. I hate this for you. And he said, can you write down my case number? I said, sure. So I acted like I was writing it down.
Right.
And he said, oh, now what do you need me to do? He said, well, can you call my lawyer? I said, what's his number? What's your lawyer's number? He said, he gave me the number. I said, now when I call this lawyer, what do you want me to do? He said, well, give him the case number. I said, well, why should I do that? It's your problem, not mine. And I hung up on it. So
you hung up on your own grandchild,
I
Peter.
Did. Nick. Nick, who Nick. I've never met.
Oh, man.
And
That's just cold.
It's cold. And I do this periodically with these guys.
Well, I mean, you're wasting their time.
I am, and yeah. I want to waste their time. And I'm always on my Bluetooth. So I'm hands-free. I'll be ironing or doing the dishes or whatever, and I got a call the other day about this guy.
Can I send you some shirts?
Bring them on. But I want to tell seniors that this is the kind of scam they'll pull. And if you're not a senior right now listening to this, but you are caring for one, have this conversation.
I would do an entire show just on scams. Well, I am fascinated by con artists.
I got one the other day. Okay. Now, I do keep them on the phone.
Oh,
I figured why not make their life miserable?
Well, and also you're learning something about this.
Well, I am. Mm-hmm. And so the guy called me and said, they're gonna come and arrest you within 60 days, 90 days. You got 3 months to get mm-hmm. this, or they're gonna send an arrest warrant for you. And I started coughing like I was really sick and kind of retching. And I was like this. I said, man, I just found out I have 3 months to live. And you know, I don't even know what to say. You know, and I went through this whole thing, and then I started.
Did you drop into Clinton?
I did. And I start, you know, and retching, and I said, "Man, it really means a lot that you took the time to call. I don't have anybody, nobody." And I just kept this guy on the phone, acting like I was crying the whole thing. You know, well, at least if they come arrest me sooner, I'll get free health care. You know, I mean, just whatever. I just kept going, and I found, and the guy was like, you know, well, you need to do. And I said, man, thank you so much for calling. It just means so much to me that I have a voice to listen to in this great sadness. You know, and I just went,
oh,
and
that's then, bleak.
And then finally he just hung up. And he's got to spend the rest of his life thinking that he is trying to con some guy that was dying. And I thought,
man.
You know, but that's what's going on out there. So what I want to tell as many people as possible, if you're caring for a senior and they have access to a phone and a credit card, they are a target, okay? They just are. And if you think they're not, you are going to be really unhappy because they are. And so
– Well, I'm thinking I need to do some research because I do know there are apps that can help out with this. Generally speaking, they're used for parents of like tweens and teens and things like that.
Right.
That you can monitor their phone usage and whatnot. But – our seniors can be incredibly vulnerable members of our society, and if there's a market for it, someone's going to exploit that market.
Well, and I knew this wasn't a guy getting a wrong number because he said, Grandpa, and I said, is that you, Nick? And I just made up the name. Yeah. And I'm thinking, okay, you're fair game, buddy. You're fair game.
Yeah. I mean, have fun as much as you want. But
that's just me, and I have that kind of sick sense of humor. And I'm kind of twisted that way. I don't recommend that for everyone. You can do it, John.
Thank you. But, yeah, if this is not an endorsing that for everybody.
No.
This is what the actual thing is. Look, just don't fall for it. That's the only thing. Just don't.
Well, and you may not. As a caregiver, you may not fall for it. Okay?
Exactly.
But guess what? The person you're caring for may very well do so.
Just like what you said, if they have access to a phone
and a credit card, or their check number, they will get that. If you'll just give us their check number, this is happening every day, and it's only going to ramp up more. So when you get a call like that, first off, block it and delete it from your call history. Just block it, okay?
Yeah.
And you can do that on your cell phone. It's not that hard to do. But really, really have that conversation and check your loved one that you're caring for. Check their financial records. Somebody needs to be have access to do that. And if you feel like they're that vulnerable, really work with their bank or something to make some, sure that you're on there, that you could log in and see, because you don't want something like this to be pulling out every – and then you wait 30 days to find out when you get their statement in the mail.
Yes,
exactly. That kind of stuff. That's bad. So go and look at this now. Have the conversation with your parents. And if they don't feel comfortable turning that over, it just at least have the conversation and give them a fighting chance to let them know this is out there.
You mentioned the banks, and this is a good thing to mention right now. Many banks depending on what you have, they will. You can set up notifications for any transaction over a certain value.
Yes,
even.
and
all
you can,
kinds of stuff.
There's all kinds of apps and programs. What is it? Not Carbonite. It's the other one. It's it starts with an L. I can't remember.
LifeLock.
LifeLock. Yeah, I think they have stuff like that.
Yeah,
and, you know,
exactly.
And you could set it up, but little things like that. If you don't think this is going to be a problem, wow. I don't know what else I can say, because it's going to be a problem.
It is just going to be a problem.
It's a problem.
Phone and a credit card. That's all.
And so please, please, please look to your loved one's financial safety as well. I mean, you're going to go to a lot of trouble to put a ramp in a home with someone with a wheelchair. Go to a little bit of extra trouble to put safeguards on their banking account.
Well, and even more than not even more, but just as much as the financial safety. The shame that comes with
is
really, really hard for somebody to deal with. And if you can avoid that for your loved one, I think that's something very nice.
Well,
you know,
all of the above, and the hassle and all that kind of stuff. These are despicable people. They have no conscience, and
they're incredibly clever,
and they are very clever, and they will say things to trap people. And you think you and I will laugh at this stuff, and you think we're never going to fall for that. You'd be amazed what's out there, these con artists that are doing, and they are doing it. So take care of yours. That is our senior moment, today's senior moment, brought to you by our friends at Morning Point Memory Care Centers, Senior Living and Memory Care Center. They are wonderful people, morningpoint.com, and that's Point with an E, POINTE. Take a look and see what you got out there. Hey, listen, there's more to come, and your calls, 877-655-6755. Maybe you've had something like that. Maybe you've had a call like that. 877-655-6755. This is Peter Rosenberger. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me, but over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies. And with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
You know, I would have changed the lyrics on this song, John. Every caregiver's working on the weekend. You know,
I mean.
Hey, welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who's not, and while you're working on the weekend, not working for the weekend. So we're glad to have you with us. You want to be on the show, 877-655-6755. And in the last segment, we did something never done before. We swapped a segment, but we did it. We're professionals. We made it look easy. And don't try it at home, kids. Safety first. But we're going to go to our regular first scheduled thing that we do, and we're going to do it now, and that is our caregiver tip of the day. Our caregiver tip of the day brought to you.
Every time you say it, man.
Every time. And every time it gets funnier and funnier. Sadder and sadder. Yeah. We're not sure. There's a what is that? The comedy and drama faces. What do you call that?
Yeah, well, it's comedy and tragedy.
Comedy and tragedy. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much our show, isn't it? Comedy and tragedy. It's like watching.
Can't have one without the other.
It's like watching a dumpster fire. This is brought to you by our friends over at AARP of Tennessee, aarp.org/TN. And they have just a massive amounts of resources for the family caregiver. This is a big push they have, and so I want you to take advantage of them and look at what they have. You don't even have to be a member. Just go to the site, aarp.org/TN. I was thinking about what to do for a caregiver tip of the day. This is a little bit self-serving, and I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
No,
I'm not,
not
sorry, but I'm going to do it because it's important. And the caregiver tip of the day is get my book.
That, there you go.
I'm just saying, here, right here, for those of you watching on Facebook Live, Hope for the Caregiver. I was reading this a little bit and listening to the audio version. I want to specifically talk about the audio book that I did. It's very difficult when you're a caregiver to go out to your car after dealing with a very tough thing in hospice or in the hospital or whatever, and have a meltdown in the parking lot at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many of you all listening have done that or watching on Facebook Live have done that, but I have. And those are lonely rides back to home or to wherever you're going. Those are very, very lonely, discouraging rides. And I did this audiobook for that person who is in the car, who's struggling, who just needs to hear a friendly voice saying, you know what, you're going to be okay, and here's how you're going to do it. And I was listening to the book yesterday, the audio book, because sometimes I listen to my own book because I have to hear from somebody with my level of experience. I do this for myself. I'm not there yet. I'm not dispensing wisdom from some mountaintop, you know, like I somehow own this. I am every day I am reinforcing these things in my life like others have done to me. All I've done is aggregate it so that it makes sense to give to other people. Do you really have time? Do you really have 30 years to learn the things that I've learned? Because I don't think you do. I know I don't. I've got to go back and review it all the time. Don't take 30 years to learn these things. You don't have to make the mistakes that I made. I put it in an easy-to-understand version, which is the print version, the Kindle version, and now the audiobook that you can just listen to. And it's, you know, it's easy to just follow along. They're short chapters. You don't have to worry about getting lost in the book. If it's not linear, John, so you don't have to worry about, you know, where did I leave off? Doesn't matter. Drop the needle.
It's designed in such a way that you could pick up the book and just crack it open to a random page, and there's going to be something useful.
I just picked up to a random page, page 52. Being responsible doesn't mean being obligated. Responsibility reflects duty. Obligation stems from being coerced or forced. Responsibility fosters stewardship. Obligation breeds resentment. We can only do our best, and the rest has to belong to the rightful owner, God. Our loved ones have a Savior, and we're not that Savior. We push back against obligation by reminding ourselves that we are stewards, not owners, and by cultivating a servant's heart. The loved one receiving our care, however, is not our master. That belongs only to God. That's from Hope for the Caregiver. And this is what I'm trying to do, is help caregivers shift the way they think about these things. I'm trying to help myself shift the way I think about this. And so I put this together for you. You could go to hopeforthecaregiver.com. Hopeforthecaregiver.com. You can buy the book on Amazon. Go download the audiobook right now. You can be listening to it right now and listen to it in the car. Don't make those trips back and forth to hospice, back and forth to the hospital, back and forth to doctors or your parents' home or wherever you're going. Don't make those trips by yourself. Take along a 30-year caregiver. Okay? Just put it in. You can download it on your phone and play it as you go. Put it in the car, whatever you need to do. But just don't do this alone. I understand what it's like to be in a hospital parking lot and be so lonely and so isolated and so discouraged. You don't have to do that alone. You really don't. Not anymore. Hope for the caregiver. It's there. Get it today. And that's our caregiver tip of the day. Don't try this alone. Hey, listen, we've got more to come. Kathy Howard, author of 30 Days of Hope When Caring for Aging Parents. She's with us next. Your calls, 877-655-6755. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. This is Hope for the Caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you three decades of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you care for someone who is not. 877-655-6755 is the number if you want to be on the show. 877-655-6755. And I've got with me Kathy Howard. Kathy, are you with us?
I'm here, Peter. How are you?
Oh, I'm just precious. Thank you for asking. I am glad to have you here. And you've got a new book out. It is called 30 Days of Hope When Caring for Aging Parents. Now, you don't write a book like this unless you got a story. So tell us your story about this journey.
Well, it actually began with my father-in-law. And caring for my father-in-law was so different than caring for my parents have been, and everybody's story is so unique. But my father-in-law lived with us for the last 5 years of his life, and you know, mentally he was with it, but physically he had one major problem after another, particularly his heart. And so we ran him to doctor's visits, and we sat in the hospital, and we cared for him day to day with physical therapy and the whole gamut. And I know your listeners are used to that kind of a packed calendar with making sure your parents get everything that they need. And then my parents' journey is a little bit different. My dad has Parkinson's, and my mom was diagnosed with early onset dementia about 12 years ago. They've sort of upgraded that diagnosis recently to Alzheimer's. And so that's been a real journey with them in trying to get them to sort of accept that they need help. That was a long time coming, trying to get them to accept help. And really essentially kind of losing my mom a long time before me. She's physically, she's still with us, but she's not the person that I grew up with. So that's been a grief for a while now.
So into this, you journeyed through a lot of heartache with this, still are, and you realize that you got to break this thing down to get through each day, each month. And you started writing this book and journaling this. I would imagine it started with kind of journaling a little bit, would it not? Is that how you did it? I don't know. What is your process on that?
And journaling and just remembering the stories and essentially like what I was needing to get through, going to the Bible to get the encouragement I needed to get through. I was shocked. I knew that caregiving would be physically exhausting, emotionally exhausting, but I was surprised at how spiritually challenging it was, because it was hitting me at places I didn't realize was there. Even minor things like having to change a lunch date to take my father-in-law to the doctor. I was shocked at how selfish I felt in that process. What do I do with this? I'm not feeling so good about myself. I was surprised at all the issues like that, minor and big, it brought up. Dealing with things like when my mother told me that she didn't need me and she didn't want me at her house anymore and I could just go home. Of course, that's the dementia talking, not my mom, but it's still...
But it's the face emotion. It's the face and voice that you grew up with. And that hurts. Those things hurt. A lot of those really hurt. So when you started writing this out and you started thinking about this... This 30 day, why 30 days? Why not a whole year? Was there something that said, you know what, I'm just going to, why 30 days versus a whole year of this? What made you compress it down to such a small amount of time?
Well, practically we would need more than a year, wouldn't we? But I'll just be honest with you. My publisher has a line of books called 30 Days of Hope. When, and they're very targeted for specific situations, like an infant loss and dealing with chronic illness. So it's part of that line of Hope books. So that's
well, why I, 30 days. I could get that. I think if we start saying 30 years of this, it'll scare people off. You know, I want to write a whole series of books, John, called 30 Minutes of Hope. So
sometimes that's all you can get. Yeah.
Well, what... As you've journeyed through this, and you still are in it, and you're a woman. You've written a lot of books, Kathy. I've seen some of the stuff you've done. You got a volume of stuff. You're a speaker. You do all these things. You were surprised by this. There were things about yourself that were very uncomfortable that you had to come to grips with. And as I read through the book, what are some things that you would say to women and men? You wrote this from a woman's perspective, and it that flows through it very well. But what are some things you would say to those just now finding themselves in this?
Right. And, you know, I've been thinking about this because, you know, you can say all of these great big things to help, like pray and lean on God, and all of that's very true, but that's a little bit intangible and hard to get your hand wrapped around. So, first of all, I've found that I needed a few trusted people that I could download on. Like, for instance, that night when my mom told me that I should just go home, she didn't want me at her house, even though I knew that that was the dementia talking, I was highly upset over that. And I thought, you know, what do I do with this? So my husband is a great sounding board, and I was able to talk through it with him, and we need, you know, we can't just go screaming that from the rooftops, but
well,
we need a handful of people that I'm just doing it right on your program.
Well, we can't do it, but that doesn't mean we haven't done it. So
no, you're right about that because I wanted to do it that night. But we need those handful of trusted people that not only will let us vent to them, but then they'll also hold us accountable. So, you know, what are you going to do with that anger, which my husband said, you know, you can't go on the rest of the day with this. So find a few trusted people to act as sounding boards in an accountability network. This is something that God really was teaching me, is to mark my calendar with a pencil. And I say that because I am a type A personality. I like to plan out. And as you know, caregiving, like you can plan your month, but that doesn't mean that any of those things are going to happen because all kinds of things can come
up. I like that, by the way. I just wrote that down. Mark your calendar with a pencil.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to call that one out. That's good
but
stuff.
What that implies, though, Kathy, is that I'm actually keeping a calendar. So I'm using a crayon, okay? I use a crayon.
Oh, I love that. Well, see, that makes for a colorful calendar.
Oh, it's colorful, all right. It's colorful.
I think what the big time that this struck me was that I had to cancel keeping a grandbaby because my father was in the hospital. And I had a little pity party until I really realized that this is a season that's not, it's going to last longer for some folks than others, but it's not going to last forever. I am never going to regret the time I've spent with my parents. And so I can plan, but I need to hold those plans loosely.
Well, there's a great song by the 38 Special called Hold On Loosely.
Oh, yeah,
you should have had that ready, John.
I know, man. I'm falling down on the job.
I'm showing my age, but that's a great song. It's one of my favorite. I think that's the only song by 38 Special I like is the Hold On Loosely. But you're right. You can't maintain the level of intense adherence to a schedule when you're a family caregiver. I mean, you just can't. And also, I want to go circle back to the anger issue because a lot of caregivers do get angry. They get resentful. They get really frustrated. And it is exhausting to maintain that level of anger. How do you feel about that statement?
Oh, it is. It totally washes you out, which all that serves to do is prevent you from carrying out the needed caregiving duties, right? Because you're just totally washed out.
And I found that, you know, you could be angry for about a day or so. It's like your husband said, what are you going to do with that anger? You can't hang on to this. I promise you, you will stroke out if you try to maintain that level of outrage or anger or frustration.
Yeah, you absolutely will. I wanted to share another practical thing with you I've watched my dad particularly because Dad has Parkinson's, and so his mind is still sharp, but he was always so active. I mean, an avid golfer, fisherman, the whole business, and his body just totally doesn't allow him to do any of those things anymore. And I can see his discouragement and his just sort of a loss of hope and trying to find some things that he could do. My dad also was always a great card player and domino player, so we have really fought to find new ways for Dad to enjoy life and Mom to enjoy life too. And so every time I'm with my dad, I get out the dominoes. Well, okay, Dad, let's see if you can still beat me. And yes, he can. Yes, he can. He is a card shark. He not only can he tell you what cards you have in your hand, he does the same with dominoes.
Well, that is wonderful to have those kinds of moments together. And, of course, dominoes at my house means something different. That usually means dinner. And
I'm telling you, man, you never bring pizza to me, all right?
I did once.
All right.
Now, Kathy, I want to tell you, and I know this is just a quick time we have. We're going to have you back on some more because I think you bring a lot of just practical hands-on stuff and you bring a lot of heart to this. But if folks want to find you and find this book, what's the best place to find you?
KathyHoward.org. You can get all the information there. Of course, the book's available on all the online bookstores. But Kathy, and that's Kathy with K, by the way, KathyHoward.org. You can get more info. You can read the first five devotionals for free there, too.
And take advantage of it. They are good. And they're not long. I mean, you know, any caregiver worth their salt knows you don't write a long chapter in a long book, you know, because no caregiver is going to read it. And you wrote something very simple. It's very heart-driven. and it gets right to the point of just ministering to the wounded heart of a caregiver. And I appreciate that, Kathy. I really do.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on today.
Oh, certainly. You going to come back?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Listen to this. Kathy Howard, the book is called, 30 Days of Hope When Caring for Aging Parents. Kathy Howard. By the way, where are you, Kathy? You're in Texas?
Yes, we're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area now.
Dallas, okay. All right. Well, Kathy Howard, kathyhoward.org, and that's Kathy with a K, 30 Days of Hope When Caring for Aging Parents. And, Kathy, I appreciate you being on the show with us.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.
All righty. Hey, listen, I was at the hospital over the weekend, and I saw something standing in the corner, a kind of a laundry-type basket, and on it were three hospital pillows. And they didn't have any cases on them. They're just sitting there on top of dirty laundry. And I thought, you know, you can put a clean pillowcase on that, but you really kind of know where that pillow's been. And we all want a comfortable pillow when we're having to sleep on uncomfortable chairs and furniture at the hospital. But who wants to bring your nice pillow from home? Because then you're going to get hospital cooties on that. And I'm thinking, okay, what's the solution? Well, guess what? There is a solution. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. If you go out there and type in, I'm not kidding, you could type in the word caregiver and get 50% off the four-pack, which includes two Travel Anywhere pillows. And that's Travel Anywhere to the hospital. Because guess what? You can throw these pillows into the washer and the dryer. And they'll never lose their shape. They're guaranteed not to for like 10 years.
I thought about calling you this weekend.
What did you think about calling me?
I can't say that on the air. You know that.
This is a family show, John.
No, but I ended up in the hospital this weekend.
Why didn't you call me?
I know. It wasn't me that was in the hospital. Okay. My daughter broke her arm. She's fine.
Okay.
But I thought about calling you because I was in a very uncomfortable chair for like 7 hours.
You wanted a MyPillow.com.
I wanted your MyPillow, man.
I'm not kidding. When I saw those pillows stacked up on dirty laundry, and I thought, that's the pillow they have.
Oh, yeah.
And do you really want that?
No, I don't want it.
And so if you're going to put a clean pillowcase on it, you might as well put a clean pillowcase on a clean pillow.
And I was in the pediatric ward, and that's just like kids are double Petri dishes anyway, all right?
They are. Oh, yes, they are. And so I was really quite stunned. The word caregiver, and you get 50% off the four-pack, and these are nice. I've got these pillows at home. They are really that good, John.
Right on.
I'm not kidding. I like anything that you could type the word caregiver in and get a discount on.
I mean,
so they haven't gotten that over to Dairy Queen yet. But
hey, I think we need to like get on that. You know?
I'm okay with that. So look, okay. MyPillow.com. We have to sleep in uncomfortable places as caregivers. It could be at the hospital. It could be in the waiting room at the hospital or in the hospital room. Sometimes on the hospital floor. Been there, done that. It could just be on the sofa at home because you're having to sleep close to someone who is having issues throughout the night, and you're going to get a crick in your neck. You're going to be uncomfortable. Take your pillow with you and start by going to MyPillow.com and type in the word caregiver. Get 50% off the four-pack, which includes two Travel Anywhere pillows. You can throw them in the washer and dryer. That way you know you're sleeping on something that's clean and comfortable. All right? Hey, there's more to follow. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. We'll be right back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE.
Have you ever struggled to trust God when lousy things happen to you? I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and in 1983, I experienced a horrific car accident leading to 80 surgeries, and both legs amputated. I questioned why God allowed something so brutal to happen to me. But over time, my questions changed, and I discovered courage to trust God. That understanding, along with an appreciation for quality prosthetic limbs, led me to establish Standing with Hope. For more than a dozen years, we've been working with the government of Ghana and West Africa, equipping and training local workers to build and maintain quality prosthetic limbs for their own people. On a regular basis, we purchase and ship equipment and supplies, and with the help of inmates in a Tennessee prison, we also recycle parts from donated limbs. All of this is to point others to Christ, the source of my hope and strength. Please visit standingwithhope.com to learn more and participate in lifting others up. That's standingwithhope.com. I'm Gracie, and I am Standing with Hope.
Welcome back to the show for Caregivers About Caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 3 decades of experience to help you stay strong as you take care of someone who is not. We're glad you're with us. Hey, listen, we got to recap a little bit for the day. We had our today's senior moment, which is to protect against scam calls. If you're not a senior dealing with this right now, but you're taking care of one that is, that or that has a phone and a credit card, you might want to have the conversation, because they'll call up and they'll say, "Grandpa." And if you guess the name, or if you say, "Hey, is that you, Jim?" Yeah, that's me. Then they got them on the hook, and then they start pumping them for information, and then they can start asking for money and all that kind of stuff. Just have the conversation. Make the caller identify themselves.
Exactly.
That's a good point, right there.
Yeah, make the caller identify themselves. And even more than just having the conversation, I mean, there are other things you can do. Just be aware of it, and there are lots of tools out there that you can put an app on the phone that helps with this, or all of the notifications from your bank or anything like that.
Vigilance, that's the key. The caregiver, that was our today's senior moment, the caregiver tip of the day, brought to you by AARP of Tennessee.
You have a phrase for this. What doesn't happen if you don't inspect something?
Oh, you don't respect what you don't inspect. And but anyway, that was our today's senior moment, and our caregiver tip of the day by AARP was get my book. I mean, we just didn't even try to be coy about it.
I'm sensing a conflict of interest here, Peter.
Get my book. I don't stammer and stutter about what to say to a caregiver. If you're not a caregiver, you're a pastor, you're a doctor, you're a counselor, social worker, whatever, and you don't know what to say to a caregiver, guess what I do? Get the book. It's called Hope for the Caregiver, and the audio version of it, you can download it right now, and you can just listen to it as you go back and forth to these sometimes very trying visits, whether either with medical professionals or just trying visits going back and forth to the home. And don't do this alone. Don't drive alone around. Take a 30-year caregiver with you. It's called Hope for the Caregiver. And that's brought to you by our friends at Morning Point Senior Living and Memory Care Centers, morningpoint.com. And that's point with an E. And lastly, guess what?
What's that, Peter?
Going to Africa at the end of July.
Look at you.
I got to figure out how we can do the show from over there.
Oh, we'll
you're
going to
help
out.
Me. You're going to help me. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to figure this out, because I want to do our first transcontinental live caregiver radio show.
Okay.
See, now when the show comes on now live over there, we're 6 hours ahead, I think. So it'll be in the evening time.
Gotcha.
So that'll be perfect. We're going to try to figure this out. And the reason I'm going to Africa,
you're springing this on me. You know that, right?
I know, but we got time. The reason I'm going over there is I'm going with the team as part of our prosthetic limb ministry with Standing with Hope. Now, Standing with Hope is the presenting sponsor of all of that we do. You've heard Gracie's commercials and so forth. And when she gave up both of her legs, she purposed to go out and help her fellow amputees have access to quality prosthetics. And we've been doing that now for 13 years in the West African country of Ghana. And we treat patients as far away as Nigeria. And we build and maintain limbs, but we teach the workers how to do it, and we equip them to do it. And part of that is we buy prosthetic materials, and other parts is we recycle prosthetic materials with our friends at Core Civic, inmates at a local prison here in Tennessee. We collect used limbs from all over the country, used prosthetic limbs. They go to a prison where inmates volunteer to disassemble them for us so we can take the parts, like the feet, the pylons, the knees, the screws, the adapters, all that kind of stuff. And we will send that, we'll recycle it, we'll break it down and inventory it, and then send it all over there. And then buy more equipment so that we can build the prosthesis on site, custom fit for that patient. And it's extraordinary. I mean, they literally go walking and leaping and praising God. It is so cool. There's a great scripture in Acts, the book of Acts, Acts 3. It says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give. In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. And guess what? They do. And you could be a part of helping send that team and supplies at standingwithhope.com. And if you want to get even more specific and drill it right down to the team page, standingwithhope.com/team2018. Team 2018. It's standingwithhope.com. When's the last time you gave the gift that keeps on walking? And that's what we do. And it's really, John, it's very moving to watch this. And Gracie's going to join us for the first time in 8 years.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Yeah.
She has had significant health issues. My wife, 80 surgeries, both legs amputated. All this has been going on for 35 years. She's returning to go back over there to show them, you know what? As it says in 2 Corinthians, my grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness, is what Christ told Paul when he was struggling with his weakness. And this is a verse that Gracie uses. And she boasts all the more gladly in her weakness. And guess what? When she does, and when she shows up, people are just stunned, and they're amazed that this woman shows up and is doing this. You can be a part of that at standingwithhope.com. Standingwithhope.com, and we are so grateful for you. Hey, listen, we're out of time. We got to go. Been a great show. We got unbelievable show next week. And the next couple of weeks, not that this wasn't. This was fabulous, but they just keep getting better, John, mostly because you're here with us. Hey, this is Peter Rosenberg. We'll see you next week.